Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 18th of June. We'll get final May consumer price inflation data from the glittering wonder that is the euro. Do we care? We do not. This figure is almost never revised from the initial number, and it should confirm a 2.6% year-over-year headline rate. 2.6% is, of course, higher than the 2% target that the European Central Bank has, but the ECB was still right to cut interest rates. Euro area inflation has fallen 8 percentage points in 20 months. To keep interest rates unchanged would be to tighten monetary policy even further. More rate cuts are what is needed. What the euro area data does do is offer a rather nice contrast to the United States. Using almost the same methodology, US harmonized consumer price inflation has fallen 8 percentage points in 23 months and now stands below 2%. So, why is the Federal Reserve not cutting rates? Perhaps because Fed Chair Powell's 2022 policy errors, right at the time inflation was peaking, have emphasized the politically important but economically dubious headline consumer price inflation, which has been slower to fall than other measures. We do get some information on the US economy in the form of retail sales for May. Never go short the hedonism of the US consumer is a rule to live by, but US consumers have been increasingly price sensitive. Profit-led inflation is not accepted in the way that it was, and if prices go up, there is at least anecdotal evidence of consumer resistance. However, with moderating prices in the marketplace, consumers should still be content to spend money they do not have on things they do not need. The forecast range is quite spread out this month, so someone will be surprised, whatever the number is. There's also US industrial production data with moderate growth expected. The United States is not the manufacturing hub that it once was, so this data is less relevant to the global economy than it used to be, but it does still matter somewhat. With consumer spending patterns shifting and some mixed signals coming from global trade data, a clearer understanding of what production is doing may help to shape expectations about where consumers might be heading. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.